Today's a very late daf and very geshmak at the same time. So we've been dealing with the sugyas of Aina up until now. The sugyas of Aina as it relates to mekach umemkar, buying and selling, overcharging, underpaying. Now we're going to see that there's a concept called Aina's Dvarim. That's going to be the concept, the topic of today's daf, which is causing people tsar when it comes to using your words. And when you use the wrong words and cause people tsar, that's what's called Aina's Dvarim. It's learned that of a pasuk, it's very chamer. And Zok the Mishnah Kashim, Shana Mekach Memkar. The same way there's Aina as it relates to Mekach Memkar, buying and selling. Kach Aina B'Dvarim. There's also something called Aina's Dvarim. That Lo Yarmela, for example, you shouldn't tell a person, become a chavitze. You shouldn't tell a store owner, let's say, how much is this item worth? And you're asking him the price, hacking him up about it, you're going in, wasting his time, but you have no intention of buying it. That's Aina's Dvarim. Don't be mitzarim. Am I about tshuva? If someone was about tshuva, you shouldn't tell him zchar masachar yishenim. Remember what you used to do before you were about tshuva? That's also an asdvarim. Im hu ben gerim. If someone was ben gerim, lo yamer lo zchar masachar yishenim. You remember what your parents used to do, your father's shnemer, as the pasuk says. V'ger lo yitzayinav leisil hatzenu. For this last one, we have a pasuk. Don't be malchitz the ger and loisayin milashon aina. So this is the concept of aina's dvarim. Zok the gemara. Tanu rabbanan. We learned in the brayso. Lo yitanu ish es amisay. And the Chacham learned from this pasuk that it's talking about Aina's Dvarim Akas Medavar. The pasuk is talking about Aina's Dvarim. Says the Gemara, how do you know? How do you know that it's referring to Aina's Dvarim and not Aina's Mamoin, as we've been learning about before? Mekach Umemkar. Says the Gemara, says the Brayso, because Keshua Aimer is Chisimkaru Memkar La Misecha, Oikana Miyadam Misecha, and the pasuk goes on to say, Al Toinu Isha Sachiv. We learned this pasuk many times already in the past few years. This is the pasuk as it relates to Aina by Mekach Umemkar. So the pasuk already said it. It said, Vichisimkaru Memkar, when you're selling something, Oikana, or you're buying something, Miyadam Misecha, Al Toinu. Don't do Aina. So it already said that. Sorry, Aina's Mamon Amur. We already spoke about Aina's Mamon in the Pasuk. So Amani Mekayim, Loisainu Ish Es Amisa. So why do we need another Pasuk to come and say, Loisainu Ish Es Amisa? So Aina's Dvarim is coming to teach you about Aina's Dvarim. And that's how we know that's what it means. Says the Gemara, Ketzad. Says the price. Okay, Ketzad, what would be an example of Aina's Dvarim? Imaya Baal Tshuva, like we saw, Al Yermel Loi Zchar Masachar Yishenim. Remember what you used to do? Don't say that. It's Aina's Dvarim. Imaya Ben Gerim, if someone was Ben Gerim, Al Yermel Loi Zchar Masachar Yishenim. Imaya Ger, Ubalil Mai Torah. Another case the Barisa brings. If he was a Ger and he was coming to learn Torah, Al Yermel Loi, don't tell him. You would have thought to maybe tell him, but don't tell him the following. Peshe Achan Nevelos Utrevas Shkatzim Ramasim. The same mouth that ate Nevelos Trefas Shkatzim Ramasim, Balil Mai Torah. You're coming to learn Torah with that same mouth that did the worst of the worst. Shenemra mipiagmura, that Torah was said over mipiagvura from Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself, and the same mouth that you once ate shkatzam and ramasim, you're gonna try to learn Torah with. Don't say that. That's Aina's Dvarim. Ima yisurim b'ayin alav. If you see someone that has terrible yisurim, oyim hayu chalim b'ayin alav, or he had bad sicknesses, oyshayim akamer is one of, or someone le'adin was burying his children. So don't be the smart guy to tell him. Kiderach shamel lechaver le'iyov. The same way that Iyov's friends told him that halay yirascha kislasecha tikvascha v'tem derachecha zechona mihu noki avad. Basically, they were telling him that if you would have acted better and you would have had, you know, done better things, you wouldn't have had these yisurim ba'an alecha, meaning it's coming on you for a reason. Don't be that guy that's telling him that you wouldn't have it so bad if you were actually doing the right thing. That's not a good idea, and that's actually an azdvar. Imayu chamarim, levakshem tvuah mimenu. If there were chamarim, people that were donkey drivers, so if they were trying to find tvuah, you shouldn't tell them, you shouldn't tell them to go to Pliny to go and buy tvuah, but you know that Pliny doesn't actually have any tvuah to offer them. And the reason is because you're just trying to be mitzayer that Pliny that he doesn't have tvuah. Some say that you're trying to be mitzayer them, that they're still going to look like idiots walking in asking for tvuah, and the guy's not a tvuah seller. What are you doing by me? Either way, that's also not as varm. Not only shouldn't you ask mifurish, how much is this thing like we saw before, but you should also not even leitla enough. Don't walk around the store looking like you're going to buy something alamekach on something specific, and you're looking it up and down at a time that you don't have money and you're not actually going to buy it. Sharia davar masal lelev, because it's even masal lelev, meaning it's up to you what you're thinking in your heart. V'chol davar masal lelev nemar bay v'yoreisa melechach. And anywhere that anything that's masal lelev, only you know the truth of what you're actually intending. It says v'yoreisa melechach. So you gotta make sure that you're v'yoreisa melechach. Amar biyachna mishmer mishem nemenichai gadol enas dvarim. You want to know how important and severe Aina's Dvarim is, me Aina's Mamin. It's even more gadol Aina's Dvarim, me Aina's Mamin. It's even worse than Aina's Mamin. Why? Shezeh nemar bay v'yoreisa melechecha, v'zeh lo nemar bay v'yoreisa melechecha. Because where did the pasuk say v'yoreisa melechecha? By Aina's Dvarim, not Aina's Mamin. And that shows you what's worse. Rabbi Elazar, remember, Rabbi Elazar says, zeh begufay, v'zeh mamaynay. The reason Aina's Dvarim is worse is because Aina's Dvarim is begufay. You're hurting the guy's goof. You're being mitzar him emotionally. Whereas this is only on his Mamin, and it's not as bad. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachmani, Omer, zeh nitan li'ish. leishavin, v'zeh leinitan leishavin. Onas dvorim, you're not able to take back. Or rather, let's start with onas mamon. You're able to give that back. You're able to return and undo the damage, because it's only his money. Whereas this, you cause someone tsar, you can't undo that tsar. It's leinitan leishavin, and that's why it's worse. Tani, tana kamei, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tana taught over before, Rav Nachman Yitzchak the following. Kol amam, b'nei chavei, Rebbe Rabim. Anyone who's mevayish his friend, berabim. Kilu shoyfich damim. It's as if he killed him. So amar lei, Rav Nachman Yitzchak told it, this Tana that had said it over, this person who used to say over braises, so he told Rav Nachman Yitzchak told him back, you're actually saying very good. Why? The chazinole, the azul sumka v'asi chiver, because we see when a person gets embarrassed, he gets all red, but then the red goes away and it becomes all white. And that's daimet to someone who is killed, and therefore we see it's mamish keilu it was shvichas damim. Amalei abayi l'arvdimi. Abayi said l'arvdimi, ma'arava, what are they careful about in Eretz Yisrael? He answered him, they're careful about being mauled in people's faces. They're careful about embarrassing people. Why? Because Rav Chanina said that everyone goes into Gehenna except for three. The Gemara just stops in his tracks. Hold on. What? Everyone goes to Gehenna? That's obviously not what's going on. What we meant to say was that everyone who goes into Gehenna is going to come out. Is going to come out, come up from there. Chutz mishlesha. Except for three types of people, sheyardin veinu, they go in and they do not come out. Veinu ein, who are those three types? Habal ishesh, someone who's bailan ishesh, and obviously if there's no tshuva, v'amalbin pnei chaver berabim, someone who's malbin pnei chaver berabim, this is what we need. V'amachan hashem ra lachaver, someone who makes a shame ra and he gives his friend a bad name. These three people go in and they don't come out. Mechane, hainu malbim, asked the Gemara, isn't mechane shem ra lachaver someone who gives his friend a bad nickname and everyone's calling him by that bad name? Isn't that the same thing as malbim pnei chaver berabim, embarrassing him? Says the Gemara, afagav de dashbe bishmei. No, we're talking about a case that even though this became his normal name and everyone is calling him with this bad nickname that is very embarrassing, and even though now he's kind of used to it and he's not becoming, his face not getting white anymore when you embarrass him and call him that name, it's still an isser and it's still going to be involved in this terrible list. Amar Rabbi Rachan, Amar Meichan. Rabbi Rachan says, in the name of Rabbi Yoichanu, Noich lan Adam Sheyava Asafik Eishas Ish Ve'al Yalbin B'nei Chaver B'Rabim. It's better for a person to be boyo a Asafik Eishas Ish than to be Malbin B'nei Chaver B'Rabim. You know, and how do we know this? From what Rava Darshan, the Darshan, Rava Darshan, Ma'idik says, what's P'shan the Pasuk V'tzali Samchu V'nesavu Karu V'lai Damu? This is a Pasuk by David HaMelech, where they were, the Tamin Chum, they were all making fun of him, and this is relating to the story of David and Bathsheba, which is very complicated if you look at it based off the Ber Psukim, but obviously there's a lot of premiums to it. The Gemara says in other places, Kola Oimer David Chata Eina Elatayr. You're making a mistake if you think David HaMelech was actually Chaita. But in the end of the day, the pure Psukim looked like he was Nechshol Be'eshes Ish. So what's going on over here? So Amar David Pnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, David said it before Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel'olam, Galu v'yadu v'necha Hashem hayu mekaren besari lo hayu dami sheses la'aretz. It's Galu v'yadu Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you know that if they would rip open my skin, I wouldn't have blood anymore to flow out onto the floor. Why? From all the embarrassment I was put through. Even at the time that the Tamid HaChacham are learning Negaim and Halos, the Marsha says that Negaim and Halos are literally before. Why do you get Negaim? Because of Lashon Hara. Even at the time that their mom is learning about what Lashon Hara causes, they still do it and they still make fun of me. I remember they tell me, David, they ask me condescendingly, David, someone who's Baal Anish Ish, what is his Einish? What's his Misa? Because obviously they're referring to the story of David and Bathsheba. Vani Arbelem, you know what I answer them? He gets Chenek. That's his Misa. But on the other hand, he has a Chelek Adana Mabo. Avalam Malbin as Pnei Chaver B'Rabim. Someone who's Malbin Pnei Chaver B'Rabim ain't loy Chelek La'oilam Haba. Omer Mar Zutra, Bar Tovia, Omer Rav. The Amrila, some say it was Omer of Chanam, Bar Bizna, Omer of Shimon Chasidab, Amrila, Omer of Yechon, Mishomer of Shimon Menichai. The following. Noichla Adam Sheyapil Atzmin Lekivshon Aishval Yam Pnei Chaver B'Rabim. It's better for a person to throw himself into a furnace instead of embarrassing his friend. Minalan, where do we see this? Mitamar, from the story of Yehuda and Tamar. The Pesiv, the Pasuk says, he mutzes v'yishachel chamiya, where we know the story. She could have easily gotten out of the situation by telling everyone what really happened, that it was Yehuda, but she would have embarrassed him, and she was ready to die. She was ready to give up her life. She was being put to death for it, and she ended up getting out because Yehuda was mine. As we know, she was miramis to it, but the point was she wasn't willing to call it out herself. And that's where we learn this idea that noichla adam sheapalatz min kivshon eish val yalbin pnei chaver berabim. Amr chanina bereder of idi, ma'inich siv, what's pshan the pasuk v'leitainu ishe samisoi? So it's teaching you that am sheitcha batayru v'mitzvah is altaneu. That oinaz dvarim only refers to someone whose itcha is with you batayru v'mitzvah. Meaning he's a frimi yid, he keeps the tayru, he keeps the mitzvahs, but someone who doesn't, then he's not included in the parsha of oinaz dvarim. There's not going to be a nisar of oinaz dvarim, and this is a sif katan within oinaz dvarim. This isn't by Anas Mamon. Anas Mamon is already applies to all Yidin, but Anas Dvarim specifically is imcha mitayra uva mitzvos. Amar Rav, lo einam yei adam zari b'anas ishtay. A person should always be careful b'anas ishtay. Anas specifically regarding his wife, making her feel bad. She mitachshem demasa mituya, because she cries a lot. Women cry more. Anas akreva, so it's much easier to make her feel bad. So you have to be very careful. Amar Rav Elazar b'Elazar says miyam shenachar beis hamikdash ninalu shari tefila. From the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the shari tefila are closed. To get your tefillas are accepted are very hard. As the pasuk says, "Gam ki ezak veshaveya sasam tefilasi." There's an idea that the tefillah was closed up, and even ki ezak, even when you call out, sasam tefilasi. But afal pisha shari tefillah ninalu. But even though that the shari tefillah were closed, shari demuais lo ninalu. The shari demuais, the gates of tears. If someone cries, that goes straight in, and that's not closed. As the pasuk says, "Shema tefilasi Hashem eshavasi azino el dimasi al techerash." V'amar Rav, and Rav says, anyone who follows his wife's advice, he's going to fall in Gehenna. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Rak loy hoyo ke achav v'goymer." We don't follow the way Achav did, and Achav did the same thing. He listened to his wife Izebel, and that's where we learn that anyone who listens to his wife's advice, noifel by Gehenna. But Amr later, Rapapa asked Abaye, "Could that be?" Amr Yinshi, don't people say that it's gutza gachen v'tochushlof? Your wife is short. Bend down and hear what she has, and whisper to her. Basically, you should hear what she has to say. Says Gemara like Asha. It's not a kasha. Why ha b'mili de alma v'ha b'mili de beisa? As relates to the things that pertaining the house, so she's the balabasta, and you got to listen to her about things in the house and what to do in the house and this and that. But as it relates to mili the alma, other things, not necessarily lishnachrina. Another lashon, this was brought down that habi mili de shmayo, habi mili de alma. That when should you not listen to her? Neifel begehenem. That's mili de shmayo. That make the proper decision. But mili de alma, regular mundane things that you could listen to her. Amar Chizda, Chizda said, kol sharim nalin chutz mi sharei oino. All the sharim are closed except for the sharei oino, meaning the sharim if someone calls out and someone who cries to Kadosh Baruch Hu because he was put in tsar by other people in Az Dvarim. So all the sharim are closed except for that. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Hine Hashem nitzav al chomes ancha ubiyadoi anoch." So Hakadosh Baruch Hu was on the wall of Anoch ubiyadoi, in his hand Anoch. He's ready to punish someone that did in Az Dvarim. And Amar Belezer, "Al kol nifra bidei shliach chutz mi ano." Hakadosh Baruch Hu punishes everyone al yidei shliach, not directly, except for a no, which a Kadosh Baruch Hu does himself. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Ubiyadoi anoch," that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has in his hand anoch. Amar Rabbavo, "Gimel in hapargud nin alufneim." There are three types of people that the pargud is not locked in front of them, meaning there's no separation, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to punish them right away. Oino v'gezel avedazara, someone who's ever oino, and gezel and avedazara, Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes them right away. Oino d'chsev, as the pasuk says, "Ubiyadoi," that it's in his hand. "Ubiyadoi anoch gezel d'chsev chamas v'shoid yishma bo al ponei tamid." So it's al ponei tamid. Avedazara, where do you see that idea? Kadosh Baruch Hu sees it right away. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, "Ha'am hamachisim oisi al ponei tamid." Again, tamid right away. Amar Rabbi Yudah la'olam yehei adam zayir b'tevua v'zech beisar. Rabbi Yudah says a person should always be careful that he has tevua in his house. A person should always be careful to have his parnasa sorted out. Why? She'in meriva mitzuyah b'zech beisar shel adam ela al iske tevua. Because the main cause of arguments and fights and lack of shalom bayis in a house is because of parnasa issues, is because of tvua. It's al iske tvua. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Hasam givulech shalom chilev chitim yasbiach." Amar Rabba says, "Haynu damarichi." That's what people say. That kemishlam sari mikado. When the barley gets finished up from the kad, then nakish vasi tigger bebe. So that's when the fights start breaking out in the house. Amar chinin abar papa lo oilam yei adam zahir b'tvua b'sech beisa. Again, a person should always be careful with the tvua in his house. Make sure you have tvua in the house. Shalei nikri tzol dalim ela al iske tvua. Because Yisrael were only called dalim, poor, because of tevua that they didn't have. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'hoya im zora Yisrael v'goyimer uchsev v'yachanu aleim v'goyimer uchsev v'yidal Yisrael me'oid mipnei midyan." These are all pesukim where we see that the dalus comes from a chayser in tevua specifically. Amar Rechelbo said, "La'elam yeh adam zora b'chvoid ishtoi." A person should always be very careful to be mechabed his wife. She'ein bracha metuya b'sech beisa shal adam ela b'shvil ishtoi. Because the whole bracha in a person's house is tolei on his wife. It all comes because of the wife. So you have to be very careful to be mechabed your wife, and that's going to cause you to have bracha in the house. The pasuk says, "Ula Avram heitiv ba'avura." This is a pasuk by Avram Avinu that Paroi gave Avram Avinu a lot. Why ba'avura? Because of Sarah. So Ula Avram heitiv ba'avura. The bracha comes because of the wife. Vayinu da Amar lehu Rava lemenei mechuzah. That's what Rava told the menei mechuzah. Aikir l'neshaychu. Make sure to honor your wives. Kiyechet tesater, and do it so you get rich. If you honor your wives and you give her the proper covenant, you will get rich. So think about it. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, and this is the opening to a very famous story. Tanan Hasam in a Mishnah in Kalim. Chotchoy chulios. If you cut a bunch of pieces, so very technical at first, but we're about to go right off. So you cut a bunch of pieces of an oven, and it was made of cheres, but you're going to put them together. And you put chol, you put sand in between each of the pieces, and you did that in order to be mitzvah of them together and make it into this oven. So Rabbi Lezer mitar. Rabbi Lezer says it's Torah, because according to Rabbi Lezer, he held that this Taner does not have the din of a regular Kli Cheres, but rather it's like a Kli Adoma, it's like a Kli of Glolim, and therefore it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah, whereas Chacham Metam and the Chacham said that, no, it is Mekabel Tumah, it's considered like a regular Kli Cheres. This was in the Mechlekes, very explosive Mechlekes, as we're about to see between Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer Shamuti, as he's called in other places, from this story, he was put in Cherem, as we're about to see, but Rabbi Lezer Shamuti, Miloshin Cherem. So Rabbi Lezer was Matar, the Chachamim were Matamin, and Vizeu Tanar Shalachnoi. This is the story of the Tanar Shalachnoi. It's called the Tanar Achnoi. Why? This person who had it, his name was Nachnoi, and my Achnoi, what's the remez in the name Achnoi? Amar Rabbi Yudah Mashmol, Sheikifu Dvarim Ke Achnazu Vetimu. Because the Chachamim, they surrounded Rabbi Lezer like this snake does, like a snake sometimes surrounds things, and therefore, just like the snake, Minoshan Achna, Achna is a snake, so they surrounded him like a serpent, and they were metame this Tanner. Says Gemara Tana. We learned in the Raya about Isaiah on that day. Hey, Rabbi Lezer called Chuvah Shabbalim. Rabbi Lezer brought all the Raya's in the world for like Kiblu Emena, but they didn't accept it from him. Rabbi Lezer told him, if the Allah is like me, this carob tree should prove it. And what happened was, this carob tree, it was Nekar Mimkoyma, it moved 100 amas away. An incredible nace happened. Rabbi Lezer actually said, Arba Meas Amma. It was 400 amas. Rabbi Lezer told him, Ein Mevian Raya, Min Acharav. Very nice, but you can't bring a Raya from the Charav. Chazar, Rabbi Lezer told him, this stream of water should prove it. The stream of water started flowing in the opposite direction. Amar Leide told him, you can't bring a raya from the Amas Amayim. Chazar Amar Leide told them, if the Allah is like me, the walls of the Beis Medrash should prove, and they should fall down. So the walls started moving. They started caving in and falling down. So Garbem Rabbi Shua got angry at the walls, and he said, Amar Lehem, he told the walls, what do you have to do with this? The Tamid Chachamim are fighting with each other in Halacha. What do you have to do with this situation? So they didn't fall down, because of the covenant of Rabbi Shua, but also they didn't stand upstream, because of the covenant of Rabbi Lezer. Rather, they stayed tilted, and they're still tilting and standing. And Rabbi Lezer told them, if the Halacha is like me, they should prove it. Yotza Basko v'Amar, a Basko came out and said, why are you arguing with Rabbi Lezer? The Allah is like him b'chol makom. Says Gemara, Rabbi Shua was not impressed. Amar Rabbi Shua, Ragel Rabbi Shua got up on his feet. Amar, he said, loy b'shamayimi. It's not totally in Shemayim. Meaning, even though a Paschal, I understand the Paschal came out and said, Paskin, literally Paskin, that the Allah is like Rabbi Lezer, but loy b'shamayimi. Says Gemara, what does that mean? My loy b'shamayimi. A Paschal came out and Paskin, the Allah is like Rabbi Lezer. How do you not listen to that? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya explains, Shekvar netna tar mi'ar Sinai, because the Torah was already given at Har Sinai, and ain anu mashgichim a Paschal, and therefore we don't listen to a baskel as it relates to Allah, why? Shekvar kasafta bar Sinai, b'toira, achari rabim lahatas. Because we already got at Har Sinai in the Torah that achari rabim lahatas, that we paskin Allah based off the rabim. And therefore, the rabim over here are not like Rabbi Lezer, so the Allah is going to be like the rabim, even if it's going against a baskel. Says the Gemara, Ashkhir ibn Nasan Eliyo, Rabbi Nasan found Eliyo Anovi. Number eight, he asked Eliyahu, "My Avid Kuchibrichu Ba'ishaita, what was Eliyahu and Avi doing at that time where we had this machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim said that we're not listening to the Baskels?" Amar Lei, Eliyahu told him, "Kochayech." Jabroch was laughing; he was smiling. Va'amar, he said, "Nitzchuni bani, nitzchuni banai. My children won over me, meaning they won this argument. Even though I paskin with the Baskel that Allah is like Rabbi Lezer, they still paskin the other way." So Amar Oisayam, so they said that day, "Heviu kol tayr shetir Rabbi Lezer was sarfim ish." They brought all the tayrus that Rabbi Lezer was mitaher based off of his psak that oven was not Mekabel Tumah, and they burnt them in fire because they held it was Tameh. And then they all voted about Rabbi Lezer, Uberhu, and they put him in Cherem, because this was a big machlekes that broke out, and because of the way that it was handled, and Rabbi Lezer was not being machnia to the Rabbim and to the Chachamim over there. And we're going to see specifically Rabbi Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi. He was the main opponent over here. But either way, because of this, they put Rabbi Lezer in Cherem. So what happened was, Amr, they said, "Mi elech ve'edu? Who is going to go and tell Rabbi Lezer that he's in Cherem?" So Amr Lehem, Rabbi Kiva says, "Ani elech. I'm going to go." You want to know why? Because Shem elech Adam Shein Hagun. Because if I don't go, who knows who's going to go? Maybe someone that's not Hagun is going to know. He's ve'edu. He's going to let him know. And because of his tsar, because of Rabbi Lezer's tsar, if he's told the wrong way, the whole world could be destroyed. Says Gemara Me'ah. So Rabbi Kiva, what did Rabbi Kiva do? Lava shchayrim. He put on black clothing and nisatif shchayrim. He was nisatif in black clothing. V'yashav v'fani sat before Rabbi Lezer berichuk arba amas. He sat 4 amas away because he was in nidoy. You can't sit within his dal amas. Amar lo Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer told him, Akiva ma yoim yoimaim. What's different about today? Why are you sitting so far away from me? So Amar lo Rabbi Kiva told him, Rabbi, it seems to me that you're Chaverim are separating themselves from you. This was his subtle way of telling Rabbi Lezer, as subtly as he could, that he was in Chayrim. Says Gemara, Afhu Karabagadav. Rabbi Lezer also he understood that he was in Chayrim. He tore his clothing. V'chalatz Menalev, he took off his shoes, and this was all the din. Like, obviously, someone who's put into Chayrim has to abide by the halachas of someone who's put into Chayrim. So he started doing it. He ripped his clothing. He took off his shoes. V'nishmat. He took off. He went off the seat. The Ashab Agab Karki, he sat on the floor. Zalgu in of Demois, and he started crying, and tears were flowing down his face. Loka ha'olim, says the Gemara, because of the tsar that Rabbi Lezer went through at that point, loka ha'olim shlish bazesim, a third of the world's olives were ruined. It was shlish b'chitim, a third of the chitim in the world was shlish bazesim, a third of the barley. V'yashemim, some say, af batzik shebidei isha tafach. Even the batzik, the dough that was literally in a woman's hands at that moment, tafach, it got ruined. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Baraisa, ach godol ha'olim. There was even a greater thing than that. Shebachal makam shenazim ba'ein of Rabbi Lezer nisraf. Anywhere where Rabbi Lezer looked, it got burnt up. The Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi that when they paskined along with Rabban Gamliel, like the Chachamim, then he was on a boat at that moment. And all of a sudden, a crazy storm came, and it was going to drown the ship. So Rabban Gamliel said, it seems to me that this is only because of Rabban Lezer ben Hyrcanus and the tire that he's going through. So Amar Aragam, and he said, you know very well that it's not because of my covenant that I did this. I didn't do this because of the covenant of my household. Because of your covenant, I did it to prove a point that there shouldn't be machlekes in Klal Yisrael, and I had to drive home the point that Allah is like chachamim, and that's why I did this, but not because of my covenant, not because of kvoid beis abba, ela lechvoid cha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I did this. And what happened was noch ayom bizafoy, and the sea calmed down. Says the Gemara story, Ima Shalim. That was her name. She was Debisu de Rebeleza. She was Rebeleza's wife. And she was also Achseid Rabban Gamliel Havoy. She was also Rabban Gamliel's sister. So Rebeleza, who was put in Tacherem by the Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel, was the Shvager. He was the brother-in-law of Rabban Gamliel. He was married to Rabban Gamliel's sister. So what happened was, she was very concerned because Rabbi Lezer was in terrible tzar, and she knew the koyach that Rabbi Lezer had, and she didn't want anything happening to her brother Rabban Gamliel. So me'ahi shaita, me'ahu ma'isav eilach, from that moment and on, from that story and on, le'avashav kalei the Rabbi Lezer le'mepal ha'api. She would make sure whenever he was davening, she would make sure that he was never able to do tachlin. She would never allow him to do tachlin because she knew that tachlin had an incredible koyach, and if he has the tzar from that, it could cause terrible things. Once, well, if she's going to allow him to do nefilas apayim and do tachlin, so ahu yoyma. There was a day that Reish Yachav, it was Rosh Chodesh. V'ichlaf la bein Malei v'chaser. But the problem was she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, but she got confused between Chodesh Malei, Chodesh Chaser, and she didn't realize that it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. So she thought she didn't have to be so makbid, and that's why she thought he wasn't going to say Tachanan anyway. You don't say Tachanan Rosh Chodesh, and therefore she wasn't makbid on that day to watch him, but she made a mistake. It wasn't actually Rosh Chodesh. Ikadamri, some say actually the mistake was that Asa Anya v'kaya Baba. Some actually say that she got distracted because Ani came and knocked at the door, and Apikalei Rifta, she went to give him something to eat. Says and she comes back in and she sees Rabbi Lezer doing tachna and says Gemara Amalei. She told him, "Kum, katos lach, you get up because you already killed my brother Rabbi Gamliel. He's already dead." Says Gemara Adahachi. What happened was during a moment later, nafak shipurim ibeis Rabbi Gamliel the shachiv. A big cry came out of the house of Rabbi Gamliel that he died. So Amalei. So Rabbi Lezer told his wife, "Minay adat? How did you know even before that happened? How did you know that he died?" So Amalei. She told him. This is what I got from my father's house, that all the sharim are closed except for the sharei yana. Someone who is bitzar and other people put him in tatzar, he has open gates straight to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, it helped that it was Rabbi Lezer. But the point was that because of his tzar, Rabban Gamliel died. Once he got to Tachnun, that was a whole different level, and Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi, was Nifter. And that's the story of Rabbi Lezer, Shamuti, and the Tanar Hanai. Says the Gemara Tanar Hanai, we learned in the Bereis, I'm Anas Ager, over B'Shal Shalam. Someone who's Ma'an in the Ger, he's over someone who puts pressure on the ger to pay up a chayv if he doesn't have money. Over b'shtayim, he's over two lavim. Says the Gemara, "Ma'ishna me'anin the chesivi shloish lavim." What's pshat by oino? If someone's me'anin the ger, there's shloish lavim. As we know, the ger loisayne, the chiyagur itcho ger be'artzchem loisaynu. Veloisaynu ishes amisa. That's three lavim, but the ger bechalal amisayu because the ger is included on amisa. That's why that pasuk also applies to him. So ma'ishna that by oino there's three lavim, but loichetzay not mishloish chesivi. Why are you telling me there's only two if you pressure him to pay a loan that he doesn't have the money? You also have three by loy chatzais. That's Gemara loy sechatzenu. V'ger loy sechatz. V'loy siya loy kenaisha. That's three. V'ger bechlal who? That's bechlal ami in the pasuk. It says ami, my nation, and he's bechlal your nation, and therefore we also have three lavin, not to be malchitz, not to put lachatz on the ger to pay up a loan if he doesn't have, says the Gemara, elo echod zeh ve'echod zeh b'shlosh. So you're right, rather both of them, meaning the Isra Hino and the Isra of Leitil Chatzenu, that's both of them is each three lavin. Says Gemara Tanar Melazar Gadayim Rempnei Ma'izir HaTanar B'shlosh B'shish Mekayim Esa Amri Labe Arboim B'shish Mekayim Esa Begir. Why did the Torah warn in 36 places, some actually say it's 46 places, the ger, about a ger, meaning you have to treat him nicely, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael, and Pnish Surah. And the reason is because he has a worse Yetzahara. He used to do worse things, therefore he's used to worse things, and he has a bad Yetzahara, and he could go back to the way he used to be very easily. So you have to make sure to treat him like the rest of Klal Yisrael to try to keep him on the right path. Ends off the Gemara, what's Pshat on the puzzle? My dechsiv, the ger loisayim loisilchatzenu, ki gerim eizim eretz mitzrayim. Why is it always tully in us being gerim in mitzrayim? Meaning, don't pressure the ger, be careful with the ger, treat him nicely. Why? Because Gumer wants gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rebbe Nasan Aymer, mum shebach al tar melach avrecha. Because if you have a mum, don't talk about it to your friend. And therefore, that's why we're always telling Mitzrayim, you were once gerim, so you're gerim yourself, and that's why don't tell it to your friend, meaning don't give him a problem for being a ger if you were also once a ger. And that's what Rebbe Nasan saying that. If you have a mum, al tar melach avrecha, don't tell your friend. This is the saying that people say that dizkifle zikifa midiukse. Someone that had one of his karevim, a person in his family that was hanged by the government, loy neimale lechaver zikif benisa. You shouldn't tell his friend, go hang that fish for me. Meaning you should stay away from the word hanged. In the same way that you were once gerim in Mitzrayim, don't call other people ger, meaning treat the ger nicely. Remember where you came from as well. And it's this idea of something that actually happened to you. Stay away from talking about that, and therefore treat the ger nicely. You were also once gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim, and we'll hold it with her.